You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I have probably the most exciting event, or the most exciting sounding event, which will turn into the most exciting event, on the calendar for this weekend. There is Bike Rave 2021, the Sundowner edition, and it is being brought to us by Bike Auckland. Sounds like such an exciting event, so I talked to Mary Margaret Slack from Bike Auckland to find out a little bit more about this cool event.
So Bike Rave is an initiative that was started a few years ago. It's a fusion of music and bikes and lights, and it's essentially just a whole team of raving cyclists getting on bikes, strapping lights to their bikes, putting on speakers, pumping some tunes, and taking the city on a night ride. So this Saturday we're starting on the corner of Ian McKinnon Drive and Upper Queen Street. There'll be a little car park party with a DJ called Sammy. She's a house music DJ. And then we'll go for a ride down the Northwestern, right by you, and to Waterview and end up in Eric Armishaw Park. We're going to roll down a boardwalk over a field of mangroves, which feels very special and kind of spooky to me. And we'll end up by the water's edge and enjoy the Silent Disco New Zealand headsets and dance to house music DJ Jody Champion. We'll also have some Club Mate drinks, the Amazonian Plant Power, and some dance floor snacks, fruit and veggies, and those kind of things to keep us hydrated. The tickets are nearly sold out. It's about 200 people will be there. This is funded by Auckland Unlimited, so tickets are totally free. Definitely get in today if you can.
Awesome. And what are some of the more outrageous outfits and bike creations that you've seen in the past?
One of our staff members was trying to put on a flamingo this week onto their neck, so you might see that. We've had lights, speakers strapped to bikes, all kinds of LEDs. I think we once had someone wearing a disco ball helmet, all kinds of funky stuff. So
amazing. I just have an orange tutu, but I might need to up my game. So what about wet weather plan? Because I know last time I was really excited for it.
Yeah.
You know, weather cancelled it, so I'm really pumped for this weekend. What's the wet weather plan?
We've got a rain date of Sunday the 14th, so it's going ahead this weekend no matter what.
Perfect. And yeah, the weather does look very good. Oh, did you have any other Bike Auckland projects that you wanted to mention?
We're a couple of things. We are an advocacy group and we are a stakeholder for agencies such as Auckland Transport and Auckland Council, Waka Kotahi, and we advocate for better, safe cycling infrastructure. For example, this week we put out a media release called Where is Skypath When We Need It? It's come to our attention that a lot of people trying to board ferries with their bikes are being prevented from boarding because there's just too much congestion of bike parking space. So in response to that, we put out a media release asking why Waka Kotahi has not delivered Skypath yet. There's all kinds of other projects going on at the moment. At the moment, AT is asking for people to submit on a potential New North Road and Simon Street build, if we find it safe to cycle through Anzac Ave all the way up to New North Road. Another thing that's been going on project-wise is a proposal to build a safe cycle network in Henderson. So we've always got those kind of infrastructure projects going on that we lobby for. In terms of other Bike Auckland events, we run a program called Bike Burbs, which is essentially we get in touch with locals who want to start bike initiatives in their own hoods, and we help them to run events, answer questions for local cyclists, and yeah, it's all about community for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, the only reason that I really got into cycling was because I happened to move into a flat right by the cycleway.
Cool.
And so
what cycleway do you live by?
The Northwestern. I
Perfect.
Live in Point Chef. So
cool. Yeah. Cool.
Awesome. Bike Rave, the Sundowner edition, thanks to Bike Auckland.
Woohoo!
That was the communications manager at Bike Auckland, Mary Margaret Slack.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.